الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him and we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, and your blessing upon your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and all his companions. A continuation of the series of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's khutbah is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-basir, the all-seer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees all his creations. Without our known sense of seeing, eyes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about all his creations inside out, and his complete knowledge about his creations, the heavens, the earth, the humans, and all his creations, small or big, known or unknown to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees and knows what's hidden within this, the chest, what's in your mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about it, even without you doing anything, just came to your mind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about it. So nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, day and night, in the heaven and the earth, without we know or with we know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-basir, He sees everything, and He sees the what's in the heavens and what's in the earth. Even the smallest thing, regardless where it is, regardless the size, and everything is in the cycle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala vision, and that vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't know about it. It's not like our vision. We have senses, you can see, you can hear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also see and hear, but not with our comprehension of seeing and hearing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows and sees what will be good for you and what will hurt you, what's good and what's evil, what's sitting and what's moving, whoever obeying and whoever disobeying. All this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about. In the Quran al-Kareem, the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-basir, the all-seer, is mentioned 42 times. Just an example of them. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 233. Fear Allah and know that Allah sees everything that you do, wherever, whatever. In another Surah Imran, verse 20, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ, and be assured that Allah knows and sees everything that you do. And also في سورة الحديد, verse 4, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with you, wherever you are. And whatever you do, He sees. So He sees everything. So the vision, as I mentioned, the vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is different than ours. And the hearing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is different than ours. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees everything at the same time. It would be very hard for the humans to concentrate and see a lot of things at the same time. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you could imagine what's happening in the earth, what's happening in the heavens, and all His creations underwater, above water, in the ground, everywhere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees everything without confusion. So too many things at the same time, it's clear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it is for us one thing. So even the human invented things, you could, with just an example, if you look at the internet, you can access the internet from anywhere, and many people could access the internet at the same time. And the internet, if it is strong, will stay, everybody will access it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the creator of everything. So this is just an example. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees and hears and knows everything without any confusion, everything happening at the same time. There's no conflict about too many things happening at the same time for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect. In the Quran, Surah Al-An'am, verse 50, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِ الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ أَفَلَا تَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So you cannot compare the one who sees and one who cannot see. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees with perfection of everything, perfect, clear to Him at all times. Prophet Ibrahim, when he was disputing with his father, Azar, about the idol that he was creating, making out of woods and stones, he was telling him in the Quran, Surah Maryam, verse 42, يَا أَبَتِ لِمَ تَعْبُدْ مَا لَا يَسْمَعْ وَلَا يُبْصَرْ وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا. So Prophet Ibrahim was telling his father, oh my father, how come you worship something that you can't hear, something can't see, and something can even help itself? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-basir, al-sami', al-azim, al-kabir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look at the believers with satisfaction, with blessings. But also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see even the people who disobey Him, the creation disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees them. But it's different. Because in some verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at the disbelievers, but that's different than seeing them. Will not look at them with His mercy, will not look at them with His blessings, but He can see what they do. In Surah Al-A'raf, verse 195, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, أَلَهُمْ أَرْجُلٌ يَمْشُونَ بِهَا أَمْ لَهُمْ أَيْدٌ يَبْطُشُونَ بِهَا أَمْ لَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ يُبْصُرُونَ بِهَا أَمْ لَهُمْ آذَانٌ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. So all the
the idols that the disbelievers worship, they have nothing out of this. They can't walk. They can't do anything with their hands. They can't see. They can't hear. So this is just explaining to the disbelievers for what you're worshiping is something that even cannot help themselves. And of course will not help you. لا تدركه الأبصار وهو يدرك الأبصار وهو اللطيف الخبير. Nobody can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except inshallah in the paradise after he bless all the believers, and if all the believers will be in the paradise, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell them there's something more that you're going to see, which is the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the believers see the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will be the joy for the believers for thousands and thousands of years. That will be the maximum joy and happiness for the believer to see the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the paradise. Allahumma arzuqna iyaha ya rabbal alameen. But in this life, nobody can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you can with your heart and with your faith, you believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see you even if you can't see him. In describing the level of ihsan, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الإحسان أن تدرك أن الله سبحانه وتعالى أن تتعامل كأنك ترى الله, وإن لم يكن يراك فهو يراك, وإن لم تكن ترى فهو يراك. So always keep in mind that whatever you do, that Allah سبحانه وتعالى see you, and you see Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Imagine that you can see Allah سبحانه وتعالى, so you could fear him, and you don't disobey him. And even if you can't see him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees you and knows all about what you do. So this, for this fact, this is the level of iman, level of belief, called ihsan, that you deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you see him. And if you can't see him, he sees you. لا تدرك الأبصار وهو يدرك الأبصار وهو اللطيف الخبير. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ثلاثة لا يكلمهم الله يوم القيامة ولا ينظر إليهم ولهم عذاب أليم. So the three type of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at them at the day of judgment. And as I mentioned, his look, that's his mercy, that's his blessings. But of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows all about what they do. When Zalikha invited Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, and she was a woman of wealth and position, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam reminded her that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees us. Ma'ad Allah, innahu Rabbi أحسن مثواي إنه لا يفلح الظالمون. So whenever you about to do any sin, just remember that you can't sin without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees you. So when you keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in mind about all what you do, you will fear him. You will back up if you're about to do any sin. And I mentioned in the previous khutbah about this woman who was in need and asked someone for help. He told her that I will help you if you let me sleep with you. And she told him to close all the doors and make sure nobody can see us. When we reached the position about him to sleep with her, she told him, did you close all the doors? Yes, nobody can see. Yes, no. There's one can see us now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the person, his body shaked and got feared, and he told her that I am leaving you for the sake of Allah, and get all what you need, just pray for me. And she prayed for him that Allah will protect him from the fire in this life and in the hereafter. And that man was known that he can hold the fire by his hand and would not hurt him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to this woman's supplication after what he did. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees in all the universe, and he knows what's happening, what's in the sea, what's hidden in the chests of the people, what's hidden everywhere. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you do when you are by yourself, knows what you do or see what you do when you are open. When you do things secretly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees you and knows about what you do. When you did openly, there's a scholar give his students like a chicken to slaughter and told them go different directions and they want every one of you to slaughter this chicken in a place where nobody can see. So many of them came and they explained to them where they slaughtered the chicken, except one. So why you didn't slaughter your chicken like everybody else? He said, you told us that you need to slaughter it where nobody can see. And everywhere I go, I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see me, so I can't slaughter it without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees me. And he knew about that vision of that student. The power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his complete and perfect vision, the whole universe is going in order. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not sleep. He can see what's happening, and everything in earth, in the universe, in the heaven and the earth, is going in a perfect discipline as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to be. The movement of the sun, the movement of the stars, the movement of the moon, and the movement of the humans and everybody, even the movement of any creations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees it, and everything happened with a decree from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allahu alimun basir. So always you find the knowledge and the vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together to have a complete knowing of what's happening in the universe. وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مِنْ بَعْدِ نُوحٍ وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ بِذْنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows and sees. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he blessed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the trip of the Isra al-Mi'raj, in Surah al-Isra, verse 1, سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. So with the hearing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he took Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the from place to place on the earth, from Mecca to Jerusalem, and from Jerusalem up to the heavens, with his vision and with knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that situation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see and hear all the oppressed people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard a woman was communicating and was disputing with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about her affairs with her husband. And even Sayyida Aisha, the wife of the Prophet, was sitting next to them. Sayyida Aisha did not hear what they were talking about. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard their dispute. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears and sees everything happening. So we keep that in mind to our iman and faith to be strong. So whatever you do, keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your sight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees you. What you do, so fear Allah. قول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. So how you can use the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life? How you can be polite with this beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you your sight just to see the good things, not to see things that will lead you to sins. This vision of you, it's a responsibility that you're going to be asked about it. How did you use it? Did you look at something haram? Did you use your vision to see good things? Or you used it in the wrong directions? We should only look for what's halal for us. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the believers to make sure that they're not to look at haram, not to look at women or naked women or any wrong views that will lead you to sin. Because the sin, not only it's the last step, but the vision can, you've seen the haram could lead you to more and more, because the haram look will lead you to do the haram thing itself. And because the devil will not leave you alone when you see something wrong, something haram, he will attract you to see more and to want to catch and to reach that haram, and will make it good for you to catch it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you your eyes and call it kareema. In a divine hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إذا سلبت من عبدي كريمتيه ثم صبر واحتسب كان ثوابه الجنة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the divine hadith, if I took the vision or the eyes from my slave and he kept patience and kept that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward is the paradise. This means that people that you can't see and they be patient and they keep that in for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another divine hadith say, لَمْ أَرْضَ لَهُ ثَوَابًا إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ. I am not going to satisfy it until they get to the paradise. So this is would show you what level is the vision of the Aynain, Al-Ayn, the vision to see in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you use them the right thing or use them the wrong thing. So keep them in the right directions will lead you to the paradise. Using them to see the wrong things will lead you to the sins. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala glorified and made this eyes, even you say that the eyes have protectors. And many of you in different situations say, oh, just happened that my eye was about to be hit, just that I was escaped out of that the eyes to be damaged. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep protections on the eyes, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep our eyes for His sake, to do things or to see the good things, and to stay away from the wrong things, to cry for His sake, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not take any eyes to the hellfire if when you cry for the sake of Allah. When your eyes will, when you remember, when you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you cry for sake of Allah, or whatever you fear, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep that eyes away from the hellfire. So the reward for that eyes to be in the paradise. This is how important that this part of your body in your life, and could lead you to the paradise, or God forbid, could lead the person who disobeyed Allah with it in the to the hellfire. And in the day of judgment, that eye is going to talk, because if you look at the haram, and that eye will say in the day of judgment, I looked at haram, without you control it. And even if you tell your eyes, how come you testify against me? See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order the parts of your body to testify of what happened. Ibrahim Adham was approached by someone who's made a lot of sins. And he asked him for advice, how I can get out of my sinning situations here. So Ibrahim bin Adham told him, if you want to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you need to do things. Five things you need to do if you want to disobey. Whenever you're about to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then five things, just keep it in mind to do it. So the man asked him, what's the first one? He told him, if you want to disobey Allah, don't eat from His food. Because all this food is belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this provision is from Him. So he told him, how come, where I can eat? This is, don't sin. This is number one. So do not eat from His rizq. Okay, so I can't do that. I can't do anything. I have to eat. So what's the second one? The second one, he told him, do not live in His land. If you want to sin Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not live in His land. So where I live, everywhere is the land of Allah. So you do not sin, because Allah see you in His land. What is the third one? He told him, if you want to sin, sin where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not see you. So how I can sin? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees us everywhere, anywhere. If I am hidden or if I am open, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees. So then don't sin, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees you everywhere. So how can you sin and you eat from His rizq, and you live in His land, and you disobey Him, and He can see you and also knows all what you do? And what's the fourth one? You say, okay, if you want to sin, just keep in mind, when the angel of death come to you to take your soul, ask him to keep your soul for a while, not to take your soul until you go to repent, because you have a lot of sins now. So go repent, tell the angel of death, let me repent first and then come to take my soul again. So no, the angel of death will not do that. Then don't sin, because the angel of death will come to you at any moment in your life, and you will be too late to repent. So be ready. Always repent and do not sin, because you could die any second. What's the fifth one? Because the fifth one, in the day of judgment, if you are a sinner, You know, the angels who are going to take you to the hellfire, don't go with them. See how I can't do that. This angel is stronger. I can't escape from them. See, if you know that, so don't sin. Because if you are a sinner, this angel is going to take you to the hellfire, whether you like it or not. See, the end is that sinner person say, that's enough. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. اللهم يا سميع يا بصير نور بنورك أبصارنا وبصائرنا اجعل في قلوبنا نورا وفي أبصارنا نورا وفي أسماعنا نورا اللهم يا بصير يا من ترانا ولا نراك اغفر ذنوبنا واسترنا بسترك الجميل اللهم استرنا ولا تفضحنا وأذقنا حلاوة المغفرة واجعلنا من عتقاء رحمتك واكتب لنا أمانا من سخطك وأكرمنا بكرمك يا رب العالمين أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.